Brownsville City Commission highlights for March 18, 2025, City Commission meeting. The Brownsville City Commission convened on March 18, 2025, to address key issues ranging from public improvement governance to environmental concerns and community safety initiatives. City declares developmental disabilities and distracted driving awareness months. The Commission issued two key proclamations. March was declared Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, recognizing the contributions and challenges faced by individuals with disabilities. Representatives from Texas A&M AgriLife Extension and the Texas Council for Developmental Disabilities expressed gratitude for the city's support. April was declared National Distracted Driving Awareness Month to raise awareness of the dangers of distracted driving. The Brownsville Police Department, Brownsville ISD, and DHR Health Trauma Center partnered in the initiative to reduce road accidents and promote responsible driving. Youth Advisory Board expands community involvement. The Brownsville Youth Advisory Board reported their increasing involvement in community projects, including volunteering for city events like the Great American Cleanup and the One City 5K, scholarship initiatives aimed at helping Brownsville students, participation in the city's Master Parks Plan, where youth will provide input on future developments. City officials praised the young leaders for their civic engagement and encouraged them to remain involved in city decision-making. B-Metro Transit Team recognized for excellence. The Brownsville Metro, B-Metro, Transit Team was honored for their strong performance at the 2025 Texas Transit Association State Rodeo. Several local drivers ranked among the top competitors, and Ray Flores is set to represent Brownsville at the International Transit Competition in Austin next month. City tightens enforcement on downtown solicitation. The Brownsville Police Department provided an update on downtown solicitation enforcement, reporting a decrease in unauthorized vending and car washing operations. Officials noted that while some vendors had adjusted to new regulations, concerns remained regarding nighttime solicitations and aggressive sales tactics. The city will continue monitoring the situation and working with businesses to ensure compliance. Paseo de la Resaca Public Improvement District, PID, governance overhaul approved. The commission voted to restructure the Paseo de la Resaca Public Improvement District's leadership, shifting from a developer-appointed board to a 7-member board fully appointed by the city commission. The move, spearheaded by District 2 City Commissioner Linda C. Macias, aimed to increase transparency and give taxpayers greater control over how their funds are used. Supporters argued that the change would prevent potential conflicts of interest and ensure fair representation. Opponents, including developer Bill Hudson, expressed concerns over disrupting a governance structure that had successfully maintained 120 acres of parks, trails, and green spaces for nearly 3 decades. The Brownsville City Commission meeting can be viewed by clicking on the following link, https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=luot53s1ii ampersand t=5s.